Hi, everyone. You are listening to Start Inspired. I am your host, Samantha March. This is my podcast designed to give you a weekly dose of inspiration, helping you start inspired and stay inspired. I am so looking forward to sharing today's topic. It is something I feel very passionate about. It is something that I hope will motivate any of you listening, but I am going to be chatting about how to create your own 30-day, I call it a challenge calendar, but your own 30-day calendar to be your best self. If you guys haven't heard me talk about it before on my podcast, I've mentioned that I ran a social media challenge last summer in August of 2019. I created a 30-day calendar with one goal each day to help be our best selves and to create healthy habits. And I came back in April and I ran it again. And now I want to give you your own tools to create your own calendar and to make it really personalized and really to you, to keep you on track, to keep you focused, and to keep you motivated throughout these next 30 days. So I'm going to be breaking it down into five of my main components and little ideas under each of those to help you fill out your 30-day challenge calendar, how I create mine, how to get examples of a calendar, and why I so firmly believe in this and why doing this last summer really actually changed my life. So I am so excited to share today's topic. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. All right, so jumping into the topic this week, I'm really excited to do this podcast episode. It came to me a couple weeks ago, and ever since I've thought about it, I haven't been able to get it out of my mind, and I've been planning for it, and I'm just really excited to share this because I hope it will make a difference to someone who is listening, and I sincerely hope that it does. So I've talked about it a few times in the podcast, but last summer I ran a 30-day challenge on social media. It was kind of tied to my different platforms, YouTube mainly, but my Instagram as well. And I put together a calendar to be our best selves, and each day had a different task or a different goal on there. And each day I would come onto one of my platforms and I would talk about that daily goal and what I was doing and why I thought it was important and why I decided to put it on the calendar. And then as coronavirus hit and as everything started to change and shift and anxiety across the world seemed very high, I knew that I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something to be able to use my platforms to feel like I was helping people, that I was reaching people. And for a while, you know, it's interesting because for a while, I think I just felt paralyzed too. I'm someone who I love to help people. It's why I have a social platform to begin with. It's why I've always wanted to have a platform, is to be able to help people, to tell my stories, to reach others, to connect with them, to help them connect with others that can understand them. I mean, it's been my goal since I was a little girl. I have a whole podcast episode on finding my why at 11 years old. So I think when everything started to happen, I almost felt paralyzed because I wanted to help so badly. I just didn't know what it was that I could do, especially when you take away the social and the physical part of life. I just felt so confused, and I didn't know what to do. And I panicked for a while. I also let myself get into my own head for a while. And I talked about more of that in last week's episode, where I talk about being an empath during a global pandemic. And it was really hard. And I had to take some time off and just kind of come back into myself and get a handle on it and learn that I can't watch the news every day, all day, every day. But once I started to be able to think a little bit clearer and focus a little bit more, I decided that I wanted to bring back my 30-day challenge. I still get emails and comments and messages and DMs from people who participated in the one in August of 2019. I still get comments and emails from them about how much they enjoyed it, about how much they continue to try to do it, asking me if I'm going to run another one. And I thought, the time is now. the time is now to run another 30-day challenge to connect with people that really want to focus on themselves, be their best selves, and I want to have more of a community feel to it this time. So I had been sitting on a private Facebook group since October of last year is when I created a private Facebook group called the Secret Sam Squad. That is what I call my community, my supporters, we're the Sam Squad. So I created Secret Sam Squad on Facebook, and then I didn't do anything with it when I started it in October because I thought, I don't really know what to do. You know, what is my focus of this group? What is my goal? I'm not really sure. And then, you know, of course, I just got busy with life and I never got around to it. So when I decided to do the challenge, I thought this is the perfect time to start to open up that group, to start to share about it, to let people join, and we can run this 30-day challenge in that group. So that's exactly what I did. And I opened it right before the start of April. I let people know on my platforms that I was going to be running another challenge if they wanted to join it. All the information would be in there. The calendar would be in there. Or if they just want a place to go to that's kind of a community around people that have a lot of the same interests, whether it be makeup and beauty, fitness, just bettering ourselves, you can find it in that space. And I'm so happy that it's been going so well. There's so many people in there. And there's all different kinds of topics, from the challenge that we're running to posting what your makeup collection looks like to asking advice on skincare. There's so many different topics. And I love seeing this community feel in there. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to bring to it. But we also did run the 30-day challenge in April. So we're still going at the time that I'm recording this. We still have a few days left in April, but it's been so fantastic to see people join the challenge and post every day what it is that they're doing, sharing pictures of the different things that they're doing, and they share that relates to the calendar. And it makes me so happy. And as we've been getting towards the end of the month, I've had people ask me, am I going to do this again next month? Can I just make another calendar for them to follow? And I was thinking about what I could do. And, you know, it definitely is, especially since this is a daily thing. I'm in that Facebook group every single morning and I'm posting what it is for the day, even though I have the calendar there so people can see it and they know ahead of time. But I like to post a little graphic to go along with each day, share why it's on the calendar and what I'm doing, encourage people to share. And then also just being supportive in that space too, responding back to comments, looking at the other posts that are coming in, weighing in on my feedback if someone is looking for advice. It is definitely very time consuming. And I wasn't sure if I was going to run it for May. I thought about maybe doing something different in the Facebook group, like a book club or something like that, where we can check in, you know, every week, every other week, and read the same book and talk about what we think of it. But I couldn't get the thought of wanting to do something for the challenge and the 30-day calendar out of my head. And I thought, okay, what is it that I can do here? And what I want to do is to give you the tools and the ideas, the spark, the motivation, whatever you want to call it, to create your own calendar for the month of May, or whenever it is that you listen to this podcast. Maybe you're listening to it 2 months from now. Start it 2 months from now. Maybe you're listening to this on May 15th and you're like, oh, should I wait till June to start my 30-day calendar? You can start it on May 16th, you know, and just have it run for 30 days. It doesn't matter when you're listening to this, but if you're listening, I really, really, really want you to make this calendar. I actually did this for myself in July of 2019. Did it for myself, had no intention of sharing about it online, but it really sparked a huge change in me. And because I saw such a huge change and such a huge difference, that's when I thought, I have to take this to social media. I have to take this to my platform. I have to. And that's why I ran the challenge in August. I am such a believer of writing things down. I'm such a believer of creating these different goals for yourself. And I'm such a believer in just giving yourself something to look forward to, giving yourself a schedule, a routine, especially right now when everything still feels so out of whack. At the time that I'm recording this, there's really no end in sight. There's no end date. There's no, everything is still so unknown, and it's so easy to start to get caught up in it and to start to get lost in the questions and to go down the rabbit hole of social media and all the conflicting and contradictory research and articles and all of that that we can read. It is so confusing. It can be so overwhelming. And having something as simple as a 30-day calendar with one goal or two goals on it for the days to keep you in line, to keep you focused, to keep you on track. It's the little things that count. And I think that this counts in a big way. So I firmly believe, again, I did it for myself first with no intention of bringing this to socials. I did it for myself and I saw a huge change. And I want this to help you too. So please, as I am speaking, I hope that you will write down these five tips that I want to offer you. If you're listening to this and you're on a walk or you're on a drive, I hope that you'll come back to at least just catch the five things that I say. Or you can always visit the private Facebook group. It is facebook.com/groups/secretsamsquad. I will link that in the show notes as well. But if you want more information, please head over to that Facebook group, and there's a lot of us that have taken the challenge and that can help you along if this is your first time. I'm hoping some people will want to share their calendars in there. I will definitely share my calendar and what it looks like. So you can definitely check there too, but I really hope that you do this along with me because it's something I very firmly believe in. So there's going to be five main components of this calendar, and I want you to first kind of brainstorm what you want in each of these different categories and then place them out throughout your 30-day calendar. For the challenges that I've run online, I have done one goal each day, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. There's one goal in there. Some of them are bigger than others. Some of them are a little bit smaller. But for myself and for myself personally, I will maybe do one or two each day, just kind of depending what that day is. And what is a big goal and a small goal is all very different to us. So again, you're going to create this own calendar. You're going to be in charge of knowing what's going to work best for you, because we all have very different lifestyles. And so you just have to do what's best for you. But I'm going to give you five main components. I'm going to give you a bunch of ideas under those five things and then help you create your calendar from there. And again, you can go to the Facebook group if you want to get more examples too. And like I said, the 30-day calendar can start whenever you are ready. Start it tomorrow. Don't wait until the next week. Don't wait to start on a Monday. Don't wait to start until the start of next month, because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be to jump in it. And when you are feeling motivated and on fire about something, you need to start it right now. Don't wait. Do not wait. Please just start with me. One thing too that I want you to think about when you are writing things down for your daily calendar is to not only make sure that they make sense to you and they make sense for your life, but also make sure what you're writing down is achievable. And I'll talk about goals in our first section here, but each thing that you write down on your calendar should be something that you can achieve and should be something that you can achieve in that day. So if you have a really big, lofty, audacious goal, that's amazing. We should all have those. And I want you to write those down. But when we're looking at it on this daily breakdown of these next 30 days, I don't want you to put something that's going to take you 6 months and think that you're going to put it down in one day. That's just not going to make sense. So you're going to need to, if you have bigger goals, break them down into smaller, bite-sized, achievable goals, something that you can check off every single day. Because when you check off something on your calendar, it makes you feel like you have achieved something. It makes you feel like you have completed something. It will make you happy. It will make you satisfied. And it will make you want to do that again the next day. If you put big, huge goals down for each of your 30 days and you can't complete them, it's going to make you feel frustrated. It's going to make you feel like you failed. And it's going to make it harder for you to do that goal that you wrote down for the next day. So with this particular challenge,
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Calendar in mind, make sure what you choose for each day in your 30-day slots is something that you can achieve in that day and is something that makes sense to you. So moving over to the five main components that I want you to have on your calendar. The first one, like I mentioned, is goals. I'm a big goal getter. I'm a big believer in writing down your goals. I'm a big believer in having our goals front and center in our mind. I love my planners. At the beginning of a month, I always write down all of my goals throughout that month. And then I try to break down those goals into the small bite-sized pieces, like I said, and work on them slowly over time. I write books. I can't write a book in one day. I can't fully put together a book in one day from the cover art to the blurb to putting it on Amazon. That, you know, you have to break it up into these smaller goals. But that's something that I do every month is write down all of my goals. So that's one thing. And that's something that you can put on your challenge calendar. That's typically how I start my 30-day challenges. Day one is to write down your goals. And again, big believer in actually writing them down, because there was definitely a few people in the group that when we got to the end of the month and the daily calendar said to check in on your goals, you betcha there's a few people that wrote in and said, I didn't write down my goals and I don't remember what I wanted them to be. Because even though when we start something and we're feeling on fire and we're feeling motivated and we feel like we know what's going on and we're like, this is my goal. I'm not going to forget. I know what it is. I got this. And then life happens. And then we're busy. And then, oh yeah, there's a global pandemic on top of it, which is causing a ton of stress. And then you get to the end of the month and you're like, okay, wait, what was that goal again? This is why I say it is so important to write it down. You definitely don't need a fancy planner. Grab out any sort of notebook. Give it whenever I take my notebooks out, I always give it a header. No matter what it is I'm doing on that page, I write down what it is. Like, why am I writing things down on this page? So write that down. Give yourself a header. Have it say goals. Have it say monthly goals. Have it say goals for May. Have it say whatever it is that you want it to say. And then write down your goals. And you don't need to list 10. You don't need to list 5. You can write down 2 goals that you have for the month. I usually suggest writing down between 1 and 3 goals if you're just starting out. Write down 1, 2, 3 things that you want to achieve. And they can be big, they can be small. Whatever it is that works the best for you and makes the most sense for you, write down a couple goals. But write them down. Because another thing that I suggest having on your challenge calendar is to check in with your goals. About halfway through the month, put it on your calendar. Check in on your goals. How are you doing? Are you getting closer to achieving them? Is there anything that you can cross off? Do you need to make a change? One thing when you do write down goals, and if they are bigger, I suggest breaking them down. How are you going to achieve a big goal that you might have? You need to break it down into smaller pieces. To give an example of my April calendar, one of my goals was to organize my pantry. My kitchen pantry has been a disaster since we moved in. We moved into this house last year, April. And as we were putting things away, we were just kind of throwing things in the pantry. And it's like, oh, you know, I'll organize it one of these days when I get around to it. I just, you know, we need to get everything in the pantry now, and then I'll organize it. A year later, I'm still saying I need to organize my pantry because I never got around to it. But for me, it was kind of a big undertaking because there was things that needed to be thrown away. There was like our coffee maker in there and toaster oven and just bigger items that I wanted to take out and clean. And I was like, you know what? Realistically, I know that this is not a one day, you know, I'm going to complete this goal in one day. For others, you might be able to look at that and get it done in one day. I knew that I wouldn't be able to. So I put it on my own personal challenge calendar. There was 3 days throughout the month that I put down work on the pantry. And the first day that I went in, that I saw it on my calendar, I went in and all I did was throw away things that were expired, almost gone, products that food like we're not going to eat. It's going to go bad. Things like that. That was my first step. And it took a while. It took a while. And then my next step was to take everything out and then put it back in, but organize it. And then my next step was to clean everything and organize those larger, I want to say like pieces of equipment, but you know what I mean. The Keurig and the toaster oven and the toaster and all of that that's on the bottom shelf, to clean those and put them back in an organized fashion. So I broke up my one goal of organizing my pantry into 3 different days throughout the month. And I was able to achieve my goal because of that. I think if I would have put down 1 day to completely organize my pantry, to throw away things, to clean things, to take everything out and put everything back in, I would have kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And I would probably be sitting here at the end of the month not having gotten that done. But because I broke it down into smaller, more achievable pieces, that's how at the end of the month, my husband's like, wow, the pantry looks really good. And I'm like, thank you so much. I appreciate that because I worked hard on that pantry. So write down your goals, write down how you're going to put them into those bite-sized pieces, and make sure that you check in halfway through the month. Make sure that you're checking in on your goals. How are you doing? Because sometimes you write things down at the beginning of the month, and then once the 15th, 16th, 17th comes around and you look at your list and you're like, oh, I haven't done anything towards my one or two goals that I've written down. Like, it can be motivation to get you back on track. Maybe you need to make those bite-sized pieces smaller. You know, maybe there's one of those smaller goals that you took. Is there a way that you can make it even smaller to break it down even more? You know, I had someone in the challenge group say one of my goals was to work out every single day. She said, now I'm looking back and I'm realizing that wasn't the way for me to go because I'm still a beginner. I'm still learning what I even like in fitness. And I haven't worked up to the level of being able to work out every day. And she was saying how she was frustrated with herself. And I said, for the next month, break it down into something smaller. Say that you want to work out 2 days a week. Because then when you work out those 2 days a week and you can cross that off, it's going to make you feel more successful and more satisfied. And you'll think, you know what? I hit those 2 days. I can do a third day. So break it down even smaller if that's what you have to do. But make sure to put on your calendar that you're going to check in with your goals about halfway through the month. And then, of course, once you get to the end of the month, look it over. Look over your goal sheet. Look how you did. Make sure to feel accomplished. If there were items that you didn't get done, because I'm telling you guys, like, as I sit here and talk about this subject, there's times where I don't complete my goals either. A lot of you might know that I've been struggling to write this 9th book for a long time because I know a lot of you are waiting on it. So there's definitely times where I don't finish those goals either. But what can you do? You can look at it and you can try to understand, okay, so why didn't I finish this goal? What can I do to make it better? For me, I had to think, what is it that I'm doing that is not giving me enough time to write a book? And what I had to do was start to log my days, write down everything that I was doing and for how long, and figure out what it is that I can cut back or scale down on until I can get this book finished, because that's a goal of mine and I'm not achieving it and it's making me frustrated. So when you get to the end of the month, make sure to have on your calendar to look over your goals. And then also, you know, you can have this on a separate day too. I usually have them on a separate day. One is to have the overview of looking at your goals, and have another day to write down your goals for the next month. Don't forget that part on your challenge calendar. Towards the end of your 30 days, make sure you have 1 day that you set to set your intentions, to set your goals for the next month. You're going to want to do it all over again. Write down a few goals. Is there something that you didn't complete from the previous 30 days that you can carry over? But you got to make those goals again. So that's so important. So that's the first one that I wanted to go over, was goals. Moving on to number 2, I have do something good for your mind. and this is something that I share on the challenge calendar that I've put out publicly. It is very difficult to make a challenge calendar for so many people on social media because we're all different. Our lives are different. Our jobs are different. Just our situations in general. We all look different. We just have different lives. So it's really hard for me to say one specific thing, but it's why I make a challenge calendar to share with the public. And then I make my own calendar, my own 30-day calendar separately from that too, because I can tweak it to have it be more specific to me. And that's something that I suggest even in our group, like, you know, yes, I'm giving you this topic and it's very general, but how are you making it specific to your life? So do something good for your mind. That could be read a book. I had several days listed on the calendar for a book chat where we could talk in the Facebook group about what we're reading and give book recommendations, because obviously I'm a huge reader. I'm a huge proponent of reading books, of supporting authors. So you could read a book. You could listen to a podcast. You could listen to an audiobook. But I love listening to podcasts. I find myself getting very motivated when I listen to some very specific podcasts. But there's other times where I like to listen to just fun ones, ones on sports. That's fun for me. Ones on beauty. That's fun for me. And it's something good for your mind to also take a break, recharge, relax. That's good for your mind. It's good for your soul. So there's a lot of different things that you can do that are good for your mind and that will make sense to you. But take that, do something good for your mind, make a list of what those things are and what they look like to you, and then put those specific things into your calendar. And you can, you know, sprinkle them throughout the different days so it's what makes the most sense to you. And I also repeat days throughout the 30-day challenge. So if there's things that are very important, I will have those on the calendar multiple times. So when you're writing down all of the different tasks that you're going to put on your 30-day calendar, you don't have to have 30 separate items. They can be some of the same items. You can just repeat them. So don't feel afraid that you have to have like 30 main ones. You can have 20, but you can have multiple days of the same thing. I hope that I'm explaining that as eloquently as I can, but I hope that that makes sense. And again, if you see an example of the challenge calendar, you'll see the same days repeated. Those are the ones that I do think are really important, and I want to make sure you come back to. So that's the second one. Do something good for your mind. The third one is exercise, is to move your body. I am a big supporter of this as well. I do love fitness. I started my fitness journey when I was a senior in high school because of health issues, but I have understood throughout the years just how great exercise and moving our body can be for our body, for our health, and also for our minds. I could have very easily put exercise under do something good for your mind because I believe that that falls under that category too, but I wanted this to have its own special category. I believe in the challenge calendar for April, the one that I shared publicly, had 3 or 4 different days that just said elevate your fitness. Because again, I'm making this for a lot of different people. We all look different. Our fitness levels are all very different. So it's hard for me to say, okay, today run 5 miles, because I'm telling you that your girl right here is not going to be running 5 miles. No one wants to see me run. Okay, I'm not a runner. So it's hard to say one thing, like do yoga for 20 minutes. Maybe not everyone likes yoga. So I just write elevate your fitness because it looks different for all of us. So that's the main thing that you can write down: exercise, elevate your fitness, but then write down the things that you can do. What do you like doing? And if you don't know what you like doing when it comes to exercise right now, try different things. Try different things and you will figure it out. For myself, I like to do yoga. I like Pilates. I like walking. I try to walk my dog every single day. I also like kickboxing, which is something that I never would have thought that I would have enjoyed, except I took a class in college and ended up really liking it. I don't like running. I don't like a lot of really intense cardio. It hurts my body. It hurts my knees. I don't like it. So I find the things that do work for me that I do like and I do enjoy, and I continue to do them. Now, I have been on a fitness journey for a very long time, so I do yoga every single day. I've talked about my morning routine in these podcast episodes, but I start my day off with a yoga flow every single day, Monday through Sunday. I do yoga every single day. I like to follow Boho Beautiful on yoga. I also like to follow Blogilates on YouTube. I really like her fitness videos, and I like that she also doesn't do a lot of really intense cardio. She definitely will mix it up here and there and have cardio videos, but a lot of times she's more into like the low impact cardio, which is also what I enjoy. So I think it's a reason why I like her workouts so much, because we just kind of have that same style. So you got to find what works best for you. My husband is the complete opposite of me. He would rather move his body and get physical exertion from sports, whether like last night he was shooting hoops in our driveway because we have a basketball hoop. He likes to go out with the dog and just like play frisbee and fetch with her, but like be running around at the same time. Like, he likes to do sports. That's what he likes to do, and that's how he moves his body. And so we're different in that way. So you got to find what works best for you. You might also work a job where you move your body. You might do a job that involves a ton of walking or a ton of lifting or squatting or all of that. Make sure you take that into consideration when I say to exercise and to move your body. Because maybe in a day of work, you put in, I don't know, 10 miles or something because you just walk a ton and you can track it on your Fitbit or your Apple Watch or your phone or whatever it may be. You know, you don't have to feel the pressure, especially if you're new, to then do like a very intense 2-hour workout when you're home. If you do so much physical exercise and work at your job that you do every day or whatever it may be. So that's just definitely something that I try to look at too. And I try to remind people of is make sure that you're making these goals really specific to you, your life, what you like, what you enjoy, what you're going to want to complete every day, what you're going to want to check off every day. So to give you an example of my 30-day calendar, every single day I write down yoga and then workout. And every single day, those are the first two things I cross off. And I've gotten to a point where this is my daily routine now. This is my habit. This is what I do every single morning. So you might think like, well, do you really have to write it down because you just know that you're going to check it off? Checking things off makes me feel successful. It makes me feel like I've achieved something. So every single day, those are the first two things that are written down. Yoga, workout. So every single day I can cross those off, and it just helps me set an intention to my day. It already helps me feel motivated and focused. I've talked about before when making your to-do list for a day, if you're planning out, you know, a bunch of different things that you have to do, put the ones that you know that you're going to do or the real small ones, even if they seem so small, it's like, is there really a point to write this down? Write it down. Because when you are able to check it off, it's going to motivate you to keep getting through that list and achieving everything that you want to in that day. That's something I had to learn myself, because sometimes I would put really big things in like my number 2, my number 3 spot, things that would take me most of my workday to get through, like editing a YouTube video. That can take me 6 hours, easy 6 hours. I would say probably 4 at the minimum for any of my videos. But when I would put that at the top of my list, and it would just like stare at me all day, and it's like I could have put something like, you know, returning one email that's really important, but I got to get that email returned. Put it at the top of my list, cross it off. It'll make my list seem less daunting to me. But definitely exercise, elevate your fitness, go for a walk, play with your family, your dog, your kids. Find a new workout on YouTube. You know, one of your goals truly could be just looking around at different trainers and videos and channels on YouTube and trying to find the one that works best for you. Maybe if you're really new into this, it's looking around at different apps and seeing if there's one that works best for you. That can be something that you put on your calendar just to give you some motivation to get into it and to find what works for you. Moving over to number 4, and this is to develop healthy habits. So if you have seen my 30-day calendars that I put out, you'll see on there that I have days that say wake up early, go to bed early, decrease screen time. But these are all things that will help you develop healthy habits. And that's what I think is really important. So just like what I said of I have yoga and workout every single day at the top of my list, it's because it's now a healthy habit to mine. It's because it's now a healthy habit for me. waking up early. I have full podcast episodes on that. But I was not someone who would wake up early, like ever. And so what did I do? I started small. I took this goal of I want to be more of a morning person. I want to get started earlier. I want to have a morning routine. But I knew that I couldn't just start waking up early every single day. Like I just knew myself and I knew that wouldn't work out for me. So I would put on my calendar to wake up early one day a week. Wake up 30 minutes early one day a week. Do that for a while. Then wake up 30 minutes early 2 days a week. Then wake up an hour early one day a week. And set it until you get to the goal of where you want it to be. And that's how I had to do it. I also, a lot of times I'll put on there decrease screen time or like have an off day from social media. I think this is incredibly important. To me, those are my Saturdays. And I've been trying to do this for a while. I used to upload a new YouTube video every single day, which was great. And that was working well for me for a while. But then I decided to take Saturdays off. So I stopped uploading on YouTube because it stopped. When I upload on YouTube, you know, I feel not necessarily like a pressure or an obligation, but I have this need and this desire to be in my comment section, to responding to people, to seeing how they're liking my video, to thanking people for watching. I'm trying to share my video on Twitter and I'm trying to cross promote it on Instagram. So I said to myself, if I stop uploading on YouTube, I'll take away some of that pressure for Saturdays. I'll take away some of that pressure. Eventually, what that turned into was essentially me taking Saturdays off. Now, I work in social media, and it's like I work every single day. I just do. I work on vacations. I work on holidays. I work on birthdays. I work on nights. I work on weekends. It doesn't matter. But I take Saturdays, and I try to scale it way back. I try to avoid my office until at least the afternoon. I try to not even go into my office. I try not to even open my laptop, turn my computer on until the afternoon. And if something is really pressing and I really do have to get something done, like fine, you know, that happens and I have to be flexible with myself. But I try not to even step into my office in the mornings on Saturday. That is me time. That is time to do something good for myself. It's time to be with my family. It's time to get outside. It's time, maybe like I'm running errands that I needed to do throughout the week and I didn't get time to. But I really try to take that time for myself. So that's what my Saturdays have turned into. And I've been doing this for a while now. It took a little bit to kind of build up to that, but I really enjoy it. Another thing that I think is really important under developing healthy habits is to drink a lot of water. There's so many different ways and parts of life that you need to be healthier in and that all look very different for us. So there was a time in life where I was eating a ton of fast food. So I had to make it a healthy habit to avoid fast food, to be doing better at grocery shopping, to be better at meal planning, to be better at making sure that I had my orders in for like Home Chef, HelloFresh, and that sort of thing, so I wouldn't feel like tempted to go out for fast food. So whatever it is that the healthy habits look like for you, it'll be very different, but I think it's really important. Like this is one that I think is really important that can look really different to a lot of us, but make sure you have plenty of days on your 30-day calendar that go towards developing those healthy habits. Waking up early, going to bed a little bit earlier, sleep is so important. Maybe it's decreasing screen time, making sure to track your water. I think I started to say that and then I got sidetracked because that happens. But one thing I do every single day, every day, is I track my water intake. I have a goal that I set for myself. I have a certain water jugs picked out and I try to drink at least 6 of those a day. That is my minimum. And every single day I have little check marks that I have on my daily to-do list and I will make a little check when I finish one of my waters because I try to make sure that I get to at least minimum of 6 a day. And it's going to look different. A lot of times water intake and how much you're supposed to take is based on your weight, I believe it is. So this is something, a calculation I did a while ago when I was, I mean, truly last summer when I was starting to develop a plan to get me into better shape and not just physically, but I was really trying to focus on mentally and being the best version of myself that I could be. That's when I decided on the minimum of 6 of waters a day. I usually drink between, it's usually more like 7 or 8, but again, you know, give yourself a goal, but track it. When I would just try to remember how much water I drank, I'm like, oh, you know, I think I'm on my 3rd bottle of the day. I couldn't remember. I had to get into the habit of keeping track of it every day on my to-do list. So that's an idea. If that's something that you think you need to improve at, you know, maybe it's cutting out soda, cutting out, you know, processed food. If you eat a little bit too much there, do you eat too many sweets in a day? I'm totally guilty of that myself. But what is it? What are some healthy habits that you need to work on? And what are those little things that you can do to get them on your calendar to start helping you develop the healthy habits? I think it's so important. Have a whole podcast episode about it too. It's really something that like fires me up. And I just think that is so important. And I would love to help people develop these healthy habits because not to sound dramatic, but like my life changed when I made that 30-day calendar for myself in July of last year. And I started to try to wake up earlier. My life has changed since getting that morning routine down. It's just why I get so excited about this and I want to talk about it. And I hope if you're listening and you're feeling fired up right now too, and you're writing down these different ideas and you're putting your calendar together, I hope that you'll share this episode. I hope that you'll share this podcast or at least talk to someone about it because maybe there's someone in your life that could benefit from this too. And I just so firmly believe what I'm talking about and I would love to be able to reach more people. But the 5th and final one that I wanted to talk about is community. And again, referencing the challenge calendars that have been out there publicly, I typically will have several days that say, check in on friends and family. Sometimes we need a reminder. We're busy. We have our own lives. We have our own careers. We have our own relationships. We have our own children. We have our own to-do list. We have our own 30-day challenge calendar. We're busy people. But don't forget about the people around you. Don't forget about your family. Don't forget about your friends. So even though sometimes I feel bad because I seriously have to put it on my to-do list and my calendar to check, just text my friends. You know, we can't see anyone right now, but text my friends. How are they doing? Check in on them. Do they need anything? Are they okay? How are they handling things? Just a simple, hey, how are you? Just want to see how you're doing. It goes a long ways to check in on people. Maybe schedule a Zoom meeting. I've done a couple Zoom chats with my family, with my friends. It really helps seeing people face to face and having a real-time conversation with them. And, you know, it might sound silly to some that you have to write down to check in with your friends or family. But like I said, I'm a busy person and I can put it off. I can get a text message and think, oh, you know, I'm going to respond just as soon as I finish checking my emails. And then as I start checking my emails, my YouTube comments really start rolling in and I'll get to those text messages after I finish with my YouTube comments. And then it just spirals from there. But community, check in on your friends and family, maybe support a local business. This is something that I had on the challenge calendar for April because a lot of local businesses are struggling right now. Restaurants, retail, salons, I mean, you name it. No one's not affected right now. Support a local business. It was really fun in April when we came to that day and so many people were sharing. We kind of had like a big takeout day in the group. Everyone was sharing the different food that they got for lunch or for dinner and what they were supporting. And I thought that was so fun. For some reason, it's like making me tear up right now. You guys know I'm just an emotional person, but it really did bring tears to my eyes when I saw so many people sharing their photos on that day. For some reason, that one specifically, I just felt such a sense of community and it was really, really touching. It really was. You could donate. You could get things together to donate to a local food pantry. And again, these are items that you could have on your list. Like maybe you know you need to go through your pantry and you have a bunch of canned goods that you could donate. You could have one day to go through your pantry to get everything together. And you could have another day on your calendar to actually go and do the donation. You don't have to do it all at once. You can break it down, make it a little bit easier for you. but you could donate somewhere. Even doing something like shouting out a company, sharing one of your favorite nonprofits, sharing a favorite charity, talking about it with a friend, sharing it on Facebook or Twitter. I mean, even something like, I just asked if you would share this podcast, but sharing a YouTube video, you know, I like to do this every once in a while. Like, oh, I just finished doing one of Blogilates' workouts. I highly suggest this one if you're interested in toning your thighs, you know, just different things like that. The sense of community when you enjoy something so much that you can share about it, that's a huge testament. Maybe sharing a business, that could definitely help. I usually put on the calendar to do a random act of kindness. And a random act of kindness does not have to mean that you have to do something financially for someone else. I think a lot of people think that. I noticed that a lot in the Facebook group, that on that day people were saying, you know, I just don't have the extra money right now to be able to do something like that. But it doesn't have to be something that you have to do financially. Again, going back to shouting out a company, shouting out your favorite author. Maybe you just finished a book and you really want to share about it. Take a picture of that book and put it on your Instagram. Share about it on your Facebook page. Maybe link to it on Amazon and share it on your Facebook page. I just finished reading this book and it was so good. It doesn't have to mean that you have to part with money right then to do a random act of kindness. There's a lot of different ways, definitely, that you can do that. But it doesn't have to be that. Word of mouth is such a huge thing. And if there's something that you've really been enjoying or loving, share that. Share that. So community, I think, is so important. After that, that's the fifth and final main component that I want to give you to help you fill out your 30-day challenge calendar and some ideas and breakdowns under each of those main ideas and topics. And I really hope that you found this helpful. I really hope that you will make your 30-day challenge calendar. Again, if you want an example, if you want to see what mine will look like for the next month, and hopefully some others will be sharing theirs as well, you can definitely go to the private Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/secretsamsquad. It'll be linked in the show notes. And we can make this together, and we can go on and continue to try to be our best selves. But also, the hashtag for the challenge in April was "In This Together." That's kind of a global tagline at the moment, but even more so in that community page, we were in it together. We were all hyping each other up. We were all helping each other out and giving ideas and giving feedback. And not just me as the admin, but everyone in there was doing such a fantastic job. It was such a sense of community. And it really did make me feel like we're in this together. So if you want any ideas, feedback, extra motivation, anything like that, you can definitely join that Facebook group. But I sincerely hope that you found this episode enjoyable. I hope that you took something away from it or it made you motivated, because I have really been looking forward to sharing this one. And I really hope that you took something away. So I definitely would love to hear about it. And if you're making your calendar, let me know. You can always use the hashtag #StartInspiredPodcast, or you can tag me anywhere, or you can also email me if you might have any questions or you need some suggestions for your calendar, or you want me to look it over. You can definitely email me at startinspiredpodcast@gmail.com, and I am so happy to do that. But I hope this helped. I hope this motivated you. And let's go ahead and finish off this podcast with the segment section. All right, moving over to the segments. So I'm going to be doing something a little bit differently throughout the next 4 weeks here with my segments. Usually I have two segments that I cover, and I have four main segments that I cycle back and forth from. If you're a new listener, I have a word of the week. I have a book of the week recommendation, the beauty word, where I give a beauty recommendation, and then also the Sam Squad Q&A. But for the next 4 weeks, as I focus on this next 30-day challenge calendar and really helping you guys out, I want one segment every week to touch on the calendar. I can either answer any questions that have come in that I think is important to cover. I can talk about what my calendar has looked like through the week and what I've been able to do. But something throughout these next few weeks here are going to relate to this challenge that I'm giving out for the next 30 days. And again, even if you're listening to this later, I still want to make it relevant to if you are making the challenge calendar yourself. So I know that it took me a little bit to get through everything and those five main components and really trying to help you figure out how to make your own calendar. So that's kind of like my one segment for this week. So I'm just going to have one other one, which is going to be a book of the week. I know that this is my most popular segment. This is the one that I get the most requests from. I see that you guys are really enjoying the book recommendations. So I'm just going to go ahead and wrap up the podcast with the one segment this week. Then I'll be back with two next week, and one of them will include something with the 30-day challenge. So hope that all makes sense. But to end the podcast with a book of the week recommendation, this one is another thriller because I do love my thrillers. And this is Framed is the title. And it is by S.L. McGinnis. And I will say that when I got asked to review this book, my initial thought was no, because I didn't love the cover. And I know that you can't judge a book by its cover. I know. And that is like the age-old rule. But I also get so many requests to review books because I am a book blogger. My blog is chicklitplus.com. I try to do multiple book reviews over there a week. I have a reading list that is crazy long, especially as we get into the summer months. This is when a lot of the big traditional publishers are putting out a lot of books. A lot of big name authors have books coming out at this time, and it's a lot for me to read. So I have to be almost a little bit more picky during this time when it comes to what books I want to read. So just kind of going off of it, I was like, oh, you know, the cover didn't really pull me in too much, but I read the synopsis and I was like, all right, you know, I'll give it a shot, because the first line in the synopsis is, how much can you trust your closest friend? And it just kind of sparked something in me, because I have written the novel called A Questionable Friendship. I can link that one in the show notes also if you'd want to check it out. It's one of my favorite books I've written. And one of the first lines in that synopsis is, do you tell your best friend everything? And we follow two characters, Portland and Bryn, who are best friends, but each of them are hiding some pretty big things from one another. And we just understand the female friendship dynamics between these two ladies as we go throughout the book. So when I saw that and I read the other synopsis about Beth Montgomery has this perfect life with, you know, a great house in LA, her ambitious husband, they're trying to start a family. But then her estranged best friend that they haven't seen each other since college enters her life again, and this is Cassie. And we do get several point of views in here, from Beth, from Cassie, to Beth's husband, to someone in Cassie's life, to a detective. I mean, we have a lot of different point of views, but as I was reading the synopsis, I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and give this one a chance, and I definitely was not disappointed, and I'm glad that I decided to say yes to reviewing this one. I feel like my review is going to be a little tough. I haven't yet written my book review for Chick Lit Plus, but I feel like my review is a little bit tough to say because I don't want to give anything away. And this is one that I think would make for a good book club chat, because you could talk to one another as you read it. But I just want to be so sure that I don't say anything that will give too much away, because you're definitely going to be surprised as you read this. I think that I can say that and that'll be okay. But there's a lot of different twists and turns and things that I didn't see coming. And clearly we can get from the title. The title is Framed. It's like, okay, so is someone framed? Okay, who is framed? And as we go through it and we see what's going on, there is murder and drugs, and there's some really bad people making some really bad decisions in this book. But the whole time I'm trying to figure out, okay, what exactly is happening? And when we start to learn and we start to peel back these layers and we start to get to know the characters a little bit more and a little bit more, whew. The last line in the synopsis says, a fresh, surprising, and powerfully smart twist on the traditional thriller. And I agree with that. So I know I'm not giving you much to go off of in this review. I just don't want to say too much, and I don't want to spoil anything, because if you like thrillers, I would highly recommend that you check this one out, because especially when you get towards the end, just plan on giving yourself some time to finish the book, because you're going to want to. You're going to not want to put it down. And I'm just going to say that it's a good one. And I highly recommend it if this is your type of genre. Of course, I know thrillers are not for everyone. But if this is your type of genre, definitely get it on your list to read Framed by S.L. McGinnis. And I will have that linked in my show notes if you're interested in checking it out. Other than that, though, that is where I'm going to wrap up the podcast. I really, really hope that you enjoyed this one. I hope that you were taking some notes. I hope that you are making your 30-day challenge calendar. And I hope that you'll talk to me about it. Maybe join that Facebook group or just chat with me or email me, because I would love to help you. And I would love to help us have an amazing 30 days together coming up here. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to rate and review, subscribe to the podcast, share it, like I said, all of that would be so incredible. But thank you for listening this week. And until next time, I'll talk to you guys later.